Zakh Mar Frisa said any fast which one breaks before nightfall is not considered to be a fast at all. In fact, my Mishnah says that the people of the Mishnah would fast on a fast day, but they would not complete the fast. The Mishnah refers to it as fasting, even though they don't complete the fast. Mar says they refrain from eating as a sign of suffering along with the Tzibur. However, it really does not have the status of a halachic fast day. In fact, we find that a particular family who had a Yom Tov on the 10th of Av would not complete the fast when Tisha B'Av was a Nidcha and was practiced on Yud Av. So he says that they fasted even though they didn't complete the fast. Mar says they only did so as a sign of suffering along with the tzibur, but it did not have the halachic status of a fast. In fact, we find that Rabbi Yechon would say, I accept a tightness on myself until I reach my house, although he would eat when he reached his house, was still considered to be a fast until that point. And where it says he only did that, so he shouldn't have to eat at the Nasi's house, they would bother him to come eat at their house. He said, I'm in a tightness until I get home, so he couldn't. However, it also did not have the halachic status of a true fast day. Zok Gemara Shmuel said, any fast that was not accepted on a person the previous day does not have the status of a fast. Rabbi Bar Shila said, if he does fast without prior acceptance, it's just like a bag filled with ear, meaning it's meaningless. He didn't eat for no reason. When do you have to accept the fast upon yourself? Machloikis. Rav says at the time of Mincha, even not during davening, any time in the afternoon. Shmuel says it must be done during the tefillah of Mincha. Rabbi Yosi said the Megillah's Tanya seems to offer a proof to Shmuel. It says that if one accepted a series of fasts before the Yom Tov mentioned in the Megillah was instituted, he should make it osir, meaning he should accept those fasts and they're not pushed off them because of the Yom Tov. Presumably this means they have to accept them upon himself in the tefillah of Mincha. Mar said no, it could be that the words mean that he is already osir, meaning that he doesn't have to accept the tefillah. Mincha was already accepted upon himself whenever he accepted it previously, and that there's no chiyuv to have it done betfilas mincha. And what it could mean, the brayso could mean, is that if his fast were planned before the Yom Tov was ever instituted, he may fast on those days. However, if the Yom Tov were instituted before the fast, he may not fast on those days. Fact number, brayso asks, on a fast, when eating the night prior is permitted, when do you have to stop eating? So Rebbe says, until Amud HaShachar, until the morning light. Rebbe Eliezer Bar Shimon says, until the rooster crows. Abaye said, eating may be done up until that point in time, only if he has not yet completed his night meal. But however, once he's already completed, he may no longer eat. Rav asked the Bryce, said that if one finished eating and stood up, he could still eat. Mar said that's discussing before he removed the tables, so it's still considered to be like he's in the middle of eating. Others say that Rav said eating until the day at that time in the morning is only allowed if he had not gone to sleep. If he did, he may no longer eat. Abaye asked the Bryce, said that if he slept and then got up before Amud HaShachar, he's still allowed to eat. Mar says that was only the case when he was dozing, but not when he was fully sleeping. If he was fully sleeping, a taco would be usur for him to eat at that point. Rav Kahana, in the name of Rav, said an individual who accepts a fast may not wear shoes because we're concerned that maybe he accepted a tiny tzibur upon himself. If he wants to prevent that type of isser, so Rav Bar Shila suggests that he should specifically state that he's only accepting a tiny yochid upon himself, which doesn't have those extra isur. Rav Sheshes was told that some people wore shoes on the day of a tiny. He became upset and said maybe they eat also. Abaya and Rava would wear shoes that had leather tops on a tiny. I'm sorry, they had no leather tops on a tiny. Actually, it depends on the pshat. Either they wore something that did have the leather top but had no bottom to it, or maybe it didn't have the leather top on it, but they wore something that was different than normal. Maremer Mazuta would put their right shoes on the left feet and the left shoes on their right feet. The Rabbanon of Ravashi Yeshiva would wear their shoes normally because they held like Shmuel that there's no tiny tzibur in Bavel other than Tisha B'Av. Rehuda said in the name of Rav, one may borrow a fast, meaning if he can't fast on the day that he was supposed to, he can just not fast that day and pay it back another time. Shmuel said there's no need for this. Person accepts a fast upon himself to make himself suffer. If he ends up not being able to do so, then he doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have to pay back. Others say that Shmuel agreed with Rav. He said, yeah, this is like, it's like a neder. It's like any other neder. If someone can't do it at a particular time, he does it when he can. Same thing with a tainus. Rav Shua, the son of Rav Idi, refused a fancy meal that was offered to him by Rav Asi because he was fasting. So Rav Asi said, why don't you just borrow the fast, meaning eat now and you'll pay back the fast another day. He explained he couldn't push off that fast, that particular fast, because it was a fast for a bad dream that he had the previous night, and we learned that such a fast is most effective, at least, when it's done immediately the day after the dream. Zok the Mishnah, if the first set of three fasts pass without any rain, Bezin decrees another set of three fasts on the tzibur. For these fasts, you have to begin ready fasting at night. By day, there's an isser malacha, an isser rechitza, an isser of sicha, an isser of wearing shoes, and an isser to have tashmish. We also lock up the bathhouses. If these pass with no rain, Bezin decrees an additional set of seven fasts on the tzibur. These are even more stringent in that there's actually crying out that takes place. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. We also lock up the stores. On the Monday fast, they allow the stores to be open, to open their doors partially toward evening. On the Thursday, they're allowed to be open all day to allow for the preparation of Shabbos. If these pass with no rain, we minimize doing business transactions, we minimize building, planting, eris and nesuin, and we even minimize greeting other people. We act like people who have been pushed away by Hashem, Chas v'Shalom. The individuals, the yechidim, they continue of fasting throughout Nisan. However, once Nisan has passed and then rain falls, that's a bad sign. For that, the Gemara, we understand why all the pleasurable things are aser, but why is doing work, which is not pleasurable, why is that aser? So, Chris and Nehemiah of Yemi Barabbas said, the pasuk regarding a fast day uses the word atzara, which teaches that a fast day is like a yomta, like an atzeres, in the sense that it's aser to do work. In fact, if so, that the issue to do work should begin at night, just like on a yomta. Rav Zera said, the pasuk also says, it refers to it as the isfu of the elders, the gathering of the elders. It teaches that just like the elders only gather on a fast day by daytime, so too the isfu of work is only by daytime. For that, maybe the Issa should begin in the afternoon, since that's typically when people gather. So Rav Shishi Ber Avidi said, this is a proof to Rav Hun, who says that on a fast day we gather together even in the morning. Rabbi explained, from the morning until midday, they get together to discuss the conduct of the people to see if everyone's being financially honest. The next quarter of the day is spent reading from the Torah and Haftarah. That final quarter of the day is spent davening to Hashem.